This is Daisy, this is Radio 2, and we're getting very excited about the 80s Rewind gig coming to the UAE next weekend. Howard Jones is going to be performing, and guess what? He's on the line. Hi, Howard.
Oh, hi, Daisy. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I'm excited.
Oh, good, good. Well, so am I. I'm very, very excited about coming out to play for everyone.
I'm an 80s child. You were massive in the 80s. How long ago does that feel? I mean, when you think about it, when you think about when you were performing and you were doing all that, is it a long time ago for you?
Yeah.
It, I don't mean that rudely. Like, how old?
No. Of course not. No, it's just the truth. It's interesting because I've been just doing like a compilation of my videos. And so, you know, it's like a sort of history and a diary of your life right back to 1983. And it's been amazing. So I do look at them. I think, God, was that really me? You know, because it's like looking at your son or something, or, you know, because I've got three kids now. And when I look at the old videos, they kind of look a bit like my kids look now.
Have they got the blonde spiky hair then?
Well, they have at various times. At the moment, no, but they have done the blonde bit.
What do your kids think when they look back? I mean, how old are your kids now? What do they think when they look back at videos of Dad? They're like, oh no, how embarrassing! Or they're like, wow, that's
no, it's complete opposite. No, they're really kind of, you know, they're pleased about it, and you know, it's quite. I mean, they're of that sort of generation where the 80s is cool again. So, you know, it's in fact, my youngest son is constantly raiding my wardrobe to pull out all the old stuff, and he just wears it around, and it kind of fits in with what's going on now, you know, fashion wise. So it's interesting.
Do you still wear your old 80s outfits ever? Like when you come and perform, for example,
Daisy,
to us?
Would I do that, Daisy?
I don't know. You might.
Absolutely no way. No, of course not. Of course I wouldn't do that. No, that would be really sad.
What was one of the best? If you think back, what was the one of the best / worst outfits you ever wore?
Oh, they were all great. I mean, as I had really, you know, fantastic people, you know, designing stuff for me. I mean, Jeff Banks made a lot of my clothes. He's a really good friend of mine, and you know, he had some brilliant sort of orange silk suit, and, you know, sort of matching patent shoes and like fantastic, you know, shirts with sashes and great jewellery. And yeah, I was just absolutely in my element. I just loved it.
Now, I want to talk about some of the serious stuff. You've done quite a lot of stuff for charity. And did you do the Voices Around the World?
Yes, that's right. That's a project now. It's into its second year, and I've been writing songs for schools all around the world to actually you know, record in their own school. And then what they do is they send me the files at the end, so I get all these amazing recordings from all around the world, and then I compile them into a mix that incorporates everyone, and it's really sort of taken off this year. I mean, I'm getting really, you know, there's a new song that's just gone out, actually, called Unshakable, that everybody's starting to learn. So I'm really excited about this project.
And if people want to find it more, is it right, the website is voicesaround.com?
That's right. It's VATW, yeah, Voices Around the World.
Yeah.
And actually, I'm going to come to the Gulf Indian School in Dubai when I'm there to actually help, you know, help them sort of learn the song, and you know, sort of get them started on the song, for this year.
That sounds awesome. So people can find out more about that, and you're going to come to schools in Dubai. Good. That's good. It's good that you're doing things like that. I think more people should.
Well, it's just I've been involved with you know, obviously singing all my life, and I've been at musical director of a choir for about 10 years, and so I'm really passionate about people singing together, and you know, I mean, I think it sort of connects people up, you know, when people in Dubai and people in you know, kids in India, in Africa, in the UK, you know, Japan, all over the world, they're all working on the same project. It kind of links everybody up together, and I'm very keen on promoting that, you know.
That's good. As someone like, you know, you were a massive figure of the 80s and 90s and stuff as well, so people will remember you, and, you know, it's good that you're getting yourself out there. I mean, you look at some of the failed, not failed, you look at some of the